Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 736. GOMAD, gallon of milk a day. Is it for everyone? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. On Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. It's Monday. I'm sure you're eager to hear this post, so I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. GOMAD, gallon of milk a day. Is it for everyone? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Due to the recent, not so recent, phenomenon that is the internet, it seems we have a plethora of good, bad, and downright terrible information at our disposal. With relative ease, I can search for just about anything I'm looking for on Google, and in most cases, I'll get the answers I need. Heck, we can normally find most of the secrets we're after as well. Today, I want to take a quick look at one of the top muscle-building, weight-gaining secrets from the Black Ops Strength and Bodybuilding Underground, and shed some light on some of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, GOMAD, or GOMAD, does indeed stand for the notorious diet that consists of a gallon of milk a day. No fooling, that's a ton of milk. Here are a few statements that have been paraphrased that I found online after doing some quick Googling. Quote, "Thankfully, we have a cheap, fast, and easy way to gain weight naturally, and that's with the GOMAD diet," end quote. Next, quote, "When you want to get jacked, you need to add 500 to 1,000 calories. The more, the better. If you get fat, you can back off a bit and do some cardio," end quote. And lastly, quote, "Minimize fat gains by eating clean and minimizing junk food. Add cardio post-workout if you want to stave off extra accumulation of adipose tissue," end quote. So, what is GOMAD? As I mentioned earlier, on this diet, one is drinking an entire gallon of milk per day. Listen to that again. This gallon of milk is in addition to your normal meals for the day. Let's take the average intake of a young male who is physically active and weight training. We'll agree his average maintenance intake is about 2,500 to 3,000 calories, depending on multiple factors. Now, let's take a look at what this diet actually recommends in terms of intake. A regular whole fat gallon of milk is about 2,430 calories. It would contain about 128 grams of protein, 192 grams of carbohydrate, and 128 grams of fat. That's a ton of calories coming from one source of food. Heck, that's the maintenance intake for many people. Then we have the rest of the daily meals added into one's energy intake. After all is ingested, we're looking at between 5,000 and 5,500 calories for the day. That's boatloads of food. This diet particularly became popular with young guys who needed to add some quality size to their frame. I've read in multiple places, this is what Mark Ripito, author of Starting Strength, often suggests to underweight teenage boys in search of a big squat, bench, deadlift, and a beefy frame. The good. Let's first take a look at this diet in a positive light. Milk, as a whole food source, is hard to beat in terms of macro and micronutrients. Milk also contains a hefty dose of protein, carbohydrates, and saturated fat. Milk is a fine source of vitamins D, A, and the minerals calcium, magnesium, and zinc, as well as many other vitamins and minerals. Some say it's the perfect food, while others claim it's the devil's blood. Personally, I enjoy milk almost every single day. I see nothing wrong with drinking milk unless you have a lactose intolerance. If that's the case, omitting milk from your diet will likely serve you best. According to a study, drinking milk stimulates protein synthesis after your strenuous workout. Maybe Alan Aragon's obsession with chocolate milk wasn't so ludicrous after all. The bad. Drinking a gallon of milk or any fluid, day in and day out, is going to get old fairly quickly. I struggle to drink a gallon of water per day, and cannot imagine drinking an entire gallon of thick, whole milk consistently. It's not too practical to carry a gallon of milk around with you everywhere. For one, it needs to be cold so it doesn't spoil. Another blunder is that you'll have to explain yourself to everyone, and just saying, "I really enjoy milk a lot," is not going to cut it. People will probably point and laugh. You're going to be full all of the time. That much fluid in itself is enough to make anyone bloated, and this isn't even taking into account how many actual calories one is consuming when we factor the other meals into the equation. The ugly. I'm afraid I'll be the bearer of bad news, as most of the others that I found on the web don't touch upon the downsides of too much. With such a high intake, most people are not going to see their body composition change for the better. Sure, they will gain body weight, but 25 pounds in 25 days is too aggressive. I don't care how often you're squatting or what program you're following. A majority of that weight may be unwanted fatty tissue, as opposed to the coveted lean muscle mass one is usually in search of. Gaining a lot of weight relatively quickly will either go one of two ways, and both are less than desirable. The first scenario is usually a guy who lies to himself and says most of the weight he gained was muscle. Then he continues to gain weight relatively quickly, only to find a soft, pudgy reflection looking back at him. He knows it's time for a diet, and it's going to take a very long time for optimal results and retention of muscle mass. The other scenario is equally worse. This time, he takes a look in the mirror, notices the extra fat hanging over his pants, and realizes he needs to shed some fat. The next 16 weeks are spent undoing what was done in just 6 to 8 weeks using this faulty approach. Both of these guys' time could have been utilized a lot more optimally had they just taken the time to focus on moderate weight gain and strength progression. Who is GoMad for? This protocol, in my opinion, is only for a select few individuals. The young, underweight teenage male who needs to gain weight for athletics or simply wishes to get strong and fill out. Most of the time, these kids are overactive and underfed. This is why a drastic approach is sometimes necessary to make progress. It's for people who would rather drink their calories than eat a boatload of food every day. It's also good for those with a high energy expenditure. However, I can find many other tastier foods I'd rather eat in lieu of becoming miserable trying to down an entire gallon of whole milk a day. Not to mention, if you're on a budget, the average gallon of milk around here is about $3 to $4. That's anywhere from $21 to $28 you'd be spending a week just on milk. GoMad is not for everyone. Those with desk jobs, intermediate to advanced trainees, may not be well suited for this approach. The reason being is the fat to lean body mass gain ratio will be unfavorable. All we have to do is look at a few resources to know that only so much muscle can be added to one's frame naturally. Eventually, everything slows down to a halt, and too many extra calories will just be stored as fat. Those with desk jobs won't need a ton of extra energy intake to build muscle. Ladies may require a slower and less aggressive approach, while experienced male trainees will have to accept slower gains as they progress and advance, unless they wish to take pharmaceuticals. Summing up, while a gallon of milk a day is often cited as a be-all, end-all approach to gaining weight, I highly suggest you look at it with a cautious and objective mindset if your goal is to gain weight and build muscle in a sensible and practical manner. You just listened to the post titled, "GOMAD, Gallon of Milk a Day, Is It for Everyone?" by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with JC when he says it can be a problem if you put on too much weight too fast. What can often happen is we overshoot our weight gain goals, which means we end up putting on too much weight, more than what we had expected. And oftentimes, it's not the kind of weight we wanted in the first place. As he mentioned, some of us, when we're trying to gain weight, may put on fat weight, not muscle. That's counterproductive, right? And so it's tricky to try and gain the quote-unquote right amount of weight, which is why it is better to go slow and steady when you're trying to gain any kind of weight. I talked about this on a Q&A, it's probably been a couple of months now, but there's this theory when it comes to weight management. Let's say when you were younger, you were overweight by 30 pounds. You've since lost that weight. The set point theory states that your body will always fight you to get to that old weight where you were carrying those extra 30 pounds. Now again, this is just a theory and there are some data to support it, but we don't really know for sure if that's truly what's going on. But the thing is since we don't really know, let's go ahead and caution against it just in case. And so if you are looking to put on some weight and you probably want to put on muscle mass, the trick will be to do that slowly but surely. But maybe you don't drink a gallon of milk a day, but maybe you add an extra glass every day or something a little bit more reasonable so that you don't overshoot your goal. All right, now don't forget before I go, we have 4 other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you and we cover a bunch of different topics. To subscribe to those, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great start to your week and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.